Hello, this is Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. The United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, also known as USD APHIS, has announced rules to amend animal disease traceability regulations and require electronic identification for interstate movement of certain cattle and bison. Official USDA tags will now be defined as those that are both visually and electronically readable. The proposal applies to certain classes of cattle that are crossing state lines, including cattle that are sexually intact and 18 months of age or older, female dairy cattle of any age, and male dairy animals born after March 11, 2013, cattle and bison of any age used for rodeo or recreational events, and cattle or bison of any age used for shows or exhibitions. According to USDA, the changes would strengthen the nation's ability to quickly respond to significant animal disease outbreaks. As we all know, disease outbreaks can hurt farmers and ranchers, and in turn, affect the supply chain, threaten food security, and impact the ability to trade America's high-quality food products around the world. Knowing where the diseased and at-risk animals are, where they have been and when, is important to mitigating the spread when an outbreak takes place. The USDA is seeking public comment on the proposed rule. Public comment is an important key to the rulemaking process so those crafting the rule can hear from those who are directly impacted by the rule. We invite you to provide comment by the March 22, 2013 deadline. Comments can be submitted on the USDA's website. Following the comment period, USDA will announce any final rule. As it is currently proposed, the new rule would require EID ear tags 6 months after the final rule is published. For more information on SDCA, or how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website at sdcattlemen.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm Eric Jennings reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. Thanks for listening, and have a beefy week.